Getting into the animal business after I finished college in 1971. I got my degree in biology. And at the time, I had visited an animal facility and, kind of fell in love with the place and some of the animals when I was visiting. So I kind of bugged them for a while. And then they hired me as an apprentice. Working with the animals. And this company was called Africa USA, which was in Southern California at the time. And so I was hired on, I started working keeping with animals. And also at that time, the facility had full contact where you could actually work with the animals physically and have full contact. Currently today, like with the zoos, it's protective contact. You don't work directly physical contact with animals, which is a lot safer in the long run. But anyway, from working with Africa USA, they joined with Marine World and Redwood City in 1972. So we joined the facilities, moved everything to Redwood City from Southern California, and formed Marine World Africa USA, which I worked with for 27 years. And my position with Marine World Africa USA, I was basically in charge of a group of animals and show animals that did performances at the Marine World Africa USA park in Redwood City. And then eventually it did move to Vallejo and became Six Flags. But my position there, I was a director and I was in charge of elephants, also lions and tigers, cats that were worked in shows, and also the primates that were in our area. They were all under basically my supervision at the time. And I worked with them for 27 years. And then after that, there were a change once it went into Six Flags. A lot of us left the company and I joined, worked with, actually the zoo in 1999. I joined San Francisco Zoo, worked with them for a few years. And then I got another position working close to home, which was with Solano County. I actually managed their animal control, animal care facilities, and their animal care field services. And I did that for about 11 years. And then I went back to, after that, went back to working at the San Francisco Zoo. And I've been with the zoo right now for, back with them again for 5 years. And my position there as a curator of carnivores, which with a curator with carnivore are basically, I'm like a manager, supervisor. And in the carnivore section at the San Francisco Zoo, we have three basically what we call strings. We have the bear string, which covers black bears, grizzly bears, also Mexican gray wolves, which are great to work with. And also some Madagascar animals, fusa, in the bear section. Also, the next section is a snow leopard string, which we have five snow leopards. We've done some breeding. We got some cubs from them, which was very, very exciting since they're very endangered in the wild. And we also work with the Snow Leopard Conservancy, the San Francisco and Snow Leopard Conservancy. Basically, kind of work together and help each